Doug? Hi. I'm so glad you were able to meet me. You look absolutely decadent. But before you say anything, I want you to listen to me. Don't talk. Just listen. If I ask a question, it's for you to consider not to respond. Do you understand? A gentle nod is all I need. Good. Your eyes are never to leave mine. All your senses are to be tuned into me and nothing more. Listen, okay? I know you're wondering why I brought you here. It's simple. I want to see if you follow direction as well as you do in the office. I want to see if temptation will get the better of you. But I have the feeling that you're good at doing what you're told. I mean, you never hesitate to do any and everything I want you to do at work. I see how you look at me. With that hunger in your eyes, the hunger to please. The hunger to feed me, or feed on me. After the meeting today, when you asked me if there's anything else you could do for me, before you left, I saw that same hunger, and I'm addicted to it, like you're addicted to me. So here we are, in a public setting, so we can control ourselves. A controlled environment where no one can hear me when I say that I know you're attracted to me. I mean, don't be shy. I'm sure we both know this, but what makes you attracted to me? Is it the way my cleavage sits upright in my dress, causing your eyes to dip deep inside of it, watching something as simple as a bead of sweat cascade down it, only to disappear? You wish you could see them nude, squeeze their softness, anticipating a jiggle every now and then. Or maybe it's my long, smooth legs you always stare at every chance you get. And for some odd reason, you think I didn't notice. Doug, I notice everything about you, especially when it comes to me. Even right now, as you feel my smooth legs rubbing up and down yours, you want to touch them, don't you? Eyes up here. That's right. Good. Hi, hun. Yes. Yes, over here. And do you think we can have another refill on our drinks? Thanks, babe. Well, someone has a wondering eye. What if I tell her you're attracted to her? And that you're not allowed to speak to her, but that you told me you'll tip her well. And that you'd do anything to see more of her tits. I mean, they are nice and perky. How about the woman over there? Or rather, behind me. How about... Them. Over there by the door. A whole table of beautiful, curvaceous women. I know. Let's have some fun. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Excuse me again, hon. Thank you so much for our refills, but you see that table over there? Can you send them a round of martinis from us? Well, from him. Yes, yeah, he's not really a talker. He's more of a listener. Thank you, hon. You've been so kind to us. Now, how do you feel? I can tell someone is getting hard. Someone is acting rather naughty. And I would be lying if I said that you didn't have my mind racing. But let's have some more fun. What if I teased all kinds of confessions out of you? For instance, I'm going to expect a full erotic description of what can and will happen tonight. I know you're good with your words. Give me your hands. That's it. You feel the pressure of me holding them out. My delicate hands pinning yours down so you can't get up. Feel it. Take a deep breath in and out. And get used to my hands running up and down your arm. Like I want to do with your manhood. If I could have my way right now, I would take you to my place, hold you down, and make you tell me everything. From who you are attracted to your deepest, darkest fantasies. What if I invited our innocent waitress or the women who you gave drinks to, who are actually waving at us right now? Wave back, politely. Shift your eyes, but look at them again. Which one would you like to take you first? Maybe the redhead with double D tits laughing right now while you watch her chest bounce up and down, almost spilling her drink. Or maybe the sexy one with the slick back ponytail, thin figure, but with amazingly juicy lips. Imagine those juicy lips. Watching her lick them as she pins you down and invites her other friends to join. Are you hard, Doug? Stand up. Come on, stand up. Close to me like you're stretching your legs or comforting me. Put your arm over the top of my chair and lean in. You're going to feel my hand cup your cock. Massage it through your thin pants. Only for a couple of seconds. In great choice of clothes, by the way. I want you to feel me. I want you to feel everything. Feel me rub up and down your leg. Going from leg to leg. You want me to rub on that hard cock of yours, don't you? Because if you're hard, that's very naughty of you, and I'll have to spank you for it. But if not, that's an insult to my sexiness, and I'll have to spank you with my belt either way. Your ass is mine. Your whole body is mine, baby. That face, large Adam's apple, that collarbone, these arms. How does my touch feel, sweetheart? Are you loving it? Duh. Are you loving it? Nod for yes. Shake your head for no. Good. Come closer to me. Let me rub on that perfect ass of yours for a second. Don't worry. You're facing the wall. If anything, it just looks like you want to stand up, or we're just talking very closely. If anything, only our waitress will see where my hands are. Something is telling me she would have no problem joining in. I see how she looks at you. How the women at the table have been looking at you. How most women in here have looked at you and flashed a knowing glance at me as a nod of approval. Who knows, I might give them your number. Have you tell them what you want to tell me. How you want us to fill your apartment. Each woman having a fantasy that you want to make a reality. How you want the table full of women be responsible for tying you up to the bed. How you want the waitress to be in charge of taking off your pants and cutting off your shirt. And then a surprise. Have the women you ogle at work be in charge of getting that cock of yours nice and hard. One in charge of licking the shaft while our receptionist cups your balls and gives soft, light licks at the tip of your cock, letting your pre-cum coat her tongue and lips. What would you do, Doug? What would you do if you had a room full of naked women kissing each other, licking each other's nipples and tits and wetness, while two warm and juicy set of lips work their way around your cock and balls? I would love to see our waitress bend over your face and watch you lick in between her creamy thighs. I can see your cock getting hard right now. Your pants are tempting, and I know they're bursting at the seams. I can see the tiny beads of sweat forming on your forehead. You want to take it out, don't you? Stroke it for every woman in here that's looking your way. I can't blame you. We're all beautiful, but I'm not done. I want you to come to terms with the fact that us beautiful, sensual women will have complete control over your body. Over you. Imagine these women, not here, but rather at a life-size nude sketching class. forcing you to be naked in front of us, cock jumping from excitement, while you're able to look down our shirts, look at our tits, our mouths, watching us rub up and down our thighs to keep from masturbating to the vision of your body. That big erect cock and tight perfect ass of yours. Or how about, in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, I host a party and when you show up, it's just women. You feel a bit awkward, but not only are you the only guy, but you're the only guy in a kilt. But we take advantage of that. Easy access is what we crave. And as soon as you know it, you've got two women up under your kilt and another taking off your shirt while she takes off hers. You can feel the slobber and saliva roll down your legs from the women sucking and stroking your cock with their mouths as if they're hungry. Hungry for your cum. And they won't be able to control themselves. That's the best part. You are nothing but our sexual prisoner. A prisoner that's forced to come with us on a weekend in the woods. No one will be around for 25 miles or more. It'll be just you and a group of women who have a sensational craving for your cock. Me included. We will take you, strip you bare, and just like a girl's dormitory, you'll be sent to each room for a set of girls to have their way with you. One room just enjoys watching you stroke your cock in front of them, all of them naked, huge breasts heaving and touching themselves in the rhythm that you're stroking yours. When you announce you're about to come, they each kneel in front of you with their mouths open wide, ready to accept your cream in each of their mouths. Each room, a different set of women. But each room is able to leave happy with all the women's bellies filled with your cum. Simply delectable. You think you can't come back to back, but with each girl having a huge rack and a smooth, bouncy ass, you can hardly contain yourself. Each and every time. Especially once we put our tits in your face, feeling our nipples rub up and down your face while we tease you with them and lick ours ourselves. Admit it, you love watching women get themselves off while sucking on their own tits. It's truly a sight to see. And once you've drained your balls, I'll be right there, expecting you to assume the position so I can give that perfect ass a spank. Bend over my desk, long and hard. And if you think you're going to get up because of the pain, the same women you filled up will help me hold you down while you beg and plead for us not to. Like you have a say in the matter. Why? Because I fucking said so. because anything I say goes. But Doug, you know this. This is why we're here. You've got a deviant little mind. We both do. But mine will always overpower yours. Even if I wanted to do something like drip hot wax all over your cock and balls, not only will you thank me for it, you'll beg for more. Because you know your place. And maybe, if you do as I say, after a long spanking, I'll let two of these naughty women suck your cock. One sucking your cock like a lollipop, taking your time to go up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Yes, feel it. Slurping her spit back into her mouth, careful to not drool, even though it happens anyway. There's nothing like watching a woman slurp on your cock while you watch the drool roll down her chin, neck, then down to her tits and hard nipples. And then, while you come straight into a perfect little mouth, she holds and squeezes your ass, making you wince in pain as you spray her mouth. All of this would be for you. Excuse me, hon. Hi, yeah. We're ready for the check. Doug here is feeling a bit woozy. Yeah, thank you. I think some water will be perfect. Now, I'll be on my way. I've got an early breakfast meeting tomorrow, which leaves you to get our number. And remember, I'll be waiting for my erotic story tomorrow. I expect it first thing when you come back into my office. And who knows? If you give me what I want, I have absolutely no problem giving you what you want. I'm actually craving it. Bye, Doug. I'll see you tomorrow.